This is Jovan with Downtown Discoveries. I'm going to be your host, and today I've got two incredible guests that are here to tell us a little bit about themselves and their organizations. So I've got Wynn.
Hello.
Hi.
And I've got Jenny.
Hello.
Awesome. Hey, guys. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. Again, this is Downtown Discoveries with your host, Jovan. I just want to ask a couple questions, get to know you guys a little bit better, understand who you are and what you guys do for the community of San Marcos. With that being said, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and your background, Wynn?
My name is Wynn. I'm with, I own a little shop here in downtown San Marcos, and it's called Everyday Zen. I'm originally from Austin, Texas. I figured out that I wanted to be, I opened up the shop about 2 years ago, and I wanted to go to San Marcos because, well, when I used to go to UT, we would come down here all the time and like go float down the river, and there was a really cool little coffee shop here called Blue Moon, I believe, and I used to go there all the time, and I have family here, and I have family in Austin. I'm like, okay, so let's just open up a shop. Maybe
best
I'll see
worlds.
More of my family.
I love that.
And of course, it's just like a really cool city. Uh-huh. And so what we have at our shop is a unique specialty shop, and we offer different kinds of gifts for every budget and every occasion. Lots of Zen things like meditation cushions and candles and jewelry and plants, all kinds of things for gifts, journals and clothing, so many different types. But our main thing is that one thing that the theme of what we have is that we want to instill beauty and calm.
Okay.
So in your space and in your office, on you.
Awesome.
And so that's the main thing.
You're answering all my questions right now. Thank you. So Jenny, moving to you really quickly. Tell us a little bit about yourselves.
My name is Jenny Swing. I am a mother of two. And of course I have a partner. I moved to San Marcos in 2003 to attend Southwest Texas State University, and I never looked back. I fell in love with San Marcos. I graduated from Texas State in 2007 and got my bachelor's degree in dance education. And my professor, Pat Stone, introduced me to yoga, which is what I do now. It is my passion. I lead classes here in San Marcos at the Cephas House. And in 2012, after waiting tables and bartending for so long, that's when I chose that path.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So I feel like you guys both touched about your background and yourselves, and I absolutely appreciate that. So I'm going to get down to, you know, what is the main mission or goal of your business?
What inspired us to open up the shop? My husband and I owned a yoga studio meditation center in Durham, North Carolina. And then we decided to move to Austin. And on the way there, I said, hey, let's stop and stop in Nepal. And at that time, I was admitted to go stay in a monastery, a Tibetan monastery, and we were studying the path to enlightenment. And so we went there, and after that we went to Japan and studied in the Zen temples, some of the oldest Zen temples from the 12th century, and meditated even actually with the grandson of Suzuki Roshi, who is the person who brought Zen to the West. And so when we had experienced that profound peace abroad, we were like, okay, let's bring some of that back with us. And that's when we opened our first little shop in New Braunfels. And we had a little tea room with the Zen garden, bamboo, and the gift shop. And then during, you know, COVID happened, and we went online. And then when we were decided to, you know, reopen, we looked at 26 different cities and said, hey, I think San Marcos is the place. So,
that's it.
And so what we want to do is we want to, you know, when you're a customer, to come in and have a relaxing experience. And we know that like life can be hard. And so as soon as you walk in, you'll hear the sound of water fountains and peaceful music and candles burning. And so it's just, you know, we have a lot of background
that.
And type of self-help type of things. And we're here for everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jenny.
That's wonderful.
Please give me the same question. Same. You know, what is your main goal with Jenny B. Swing Yoga?
Leading others in movement and breath. I love work that. Is nice. Something that really completes me. Our fast-paced world is nonstop, and humans need yoga. They need meditation, mm-hmm. as she was saying, and some form of slowdown, an outlet for another world, mm-hmm. A place to be present. So that is my main goal in what I practice.
I think what you guys are doing is awesome. This is so good for the community of San Marcos to know and hear about this as well. I'm going to move on to another question. This is more of like, you know, give me, how do you guys really contribute to the local community here in San Marcos? You know, what is your favorite thing about being able to contribute? Jenny.
Offering yoga can be helpful for many reasons. It's not just about flexibility and exercise. When I first started leading practice, I was able to help a dear friend of mine who was struggling with sobriety, actually, mm-hmm. and to take it to there, she needed an outlet. She needed something that was going to drive her. And that became yoga. And I took her under my wing and showed her the ropes. So I think that the city of San Marcos is a college town. And what do college students like to do? They need an outlet.
That's true.
They need to slow down. So yoga is for everyone. And it's not about flexibility and exercise. It's about being present in yourself and, mm-hmm. And you know, it's meaningful. It's passionate. So
thank you. That's welcome. Is powerful stuff. Thanks, Jenny. Wen, tell me, what is your favorite thing about contributing to the city of San Marcos or to the community of San Marcos?
We love our shop and, you know, the beauty of the shop. We, you know, my love language is gift giving. So we provide a place where you can really get unique gifts, you know, for all budgets, all occasions. And like I said, the main theme is beauty and calm. So you can get really unique. Most of our products, 80% of them are all artisan made, very nice handcrafted awesome. Products. And we source everything, all of our teas are organic, our soaps are organic. Mm-hmm. So lots of really nice curated items. One of the things that we also carry are books. So we have lots of like Zen books and mm-hmm. different type of books on how to meditate and, you know, different things like mm-hmm. that. And my husband actually, we lead a meditation every Wednesday at 9:30 at the San Marcos Public Library. And it's free to the public.
I was about to say, is it an invitation?
It is an invitation for everyone here. And we have so many people who come every mm-hmm. week because they find that it has really helped them. Everybody's usually struggling with something and they're just wanting to find mm-hmm. that place where they can just relax for just 1 hour mm-hmm. of their day. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we love providing that mm-hmm. to the community. Another thing that we...
I want to have you say that again. I'm so sorry. I want people to hear that this is an invitation coming
every Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. at our local San Marcos Public Library.
And it's a...
It's a meditation class and it's guided. Yes, mindfulness. Okay. We call it mindfulness mornings.
Okay, so mindfulness mornings, 9 a.m.
Yes, and
Wednesdays.
We do things like meditate. We also do walking meditation, which is really awesome because it really helps you to... I noticed that when I started doing mindfulness walking that I was much more careful, like not spilling things and just, you know, you just become more mindful in every action, everything that you do.
My mom used to tell me that I couldn't walk and chew bubble gum at the same time, so I'm definitely going to take you up on that. That's something I definitely want to try.
Thank you. And one other thing I'd like to mention is that, you know, my background, I was born in Vietnam, and so I'm Asian, and a lot of our products are from Asia. And once a year, every February, we have a Lunar New Year celebration at the shop. So we'll have like food that my mom made, mm-hmm. you know, from Vietnam, and we'll have, you know, Asian music and have all the lanterns and, perfect. You know, things like that. So we like to, you know, let people know that about different, you know, Asian culture as mm-hmm. well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Wen. All right, we're going to keep on moving on. I've got so many more questions that I have to ask you, and I feel like we haven't even gotten halfway. Events and initiatives. So can you tell me about any upcoming events or initiatives that you're excited about right now, Wynn?
Yes. So actually, my business just won a grant for $10,000 from the Main Street America program, which we are all a part of downtown here. And so with that money, we have expanded some of our new product lines. And one of the things that we're going to do is do some tea sampling. So we'll have all different kinds of teas that you can just come in and sample for free. So that's one of the events that we have coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will.
In August.
Love that. Jenny, this is going to be a question for you.
Okay.
Because we're going to be moving on. I love that that event is coming on. You're going to have to tell me when these tea samples are coming. challenges and opportunities. I really want to hear about, you know, what are the things that you guys, you know, as business owners.
A challenge in San Marcos, as we know, is a college town. So the, people are in and out of this town.
Mm-hmm.
To hold on to a following is a hard job to do in this town. And I now work with professors or retired professors that are going to be here long term. I work with the Kissing Tree, the retirement community there, because they're going to be here a long time.
That's so cool.
So that is something that has been a challenge with my small one person little human business
that I recognize is that
the people coming in and out of the town, not many people stay.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been a challenge, but it's a wonderful challenge to take on.
Absolutely. So. And so I feel like you kind of also answered this question too that I have, but what are some of the opportunities that you see for growth within your community? Well, I mean, it's okay. I didn't mean to stump.
No, you're fine.
But you know, do you see any opportunity to like grow that?
Of course. So I have just signed up to become a doula.
Okay.
And that is a birth doula, not a death doula. So for my own personal growth, I will be leading women through their most precious time in life.
And can be a stressful time,
and
too.
Can be a super stressful time, yes. But I'll be able to teach prenatal yoga, postnatal yoga, and hopefully be able to offer that to.
I think a lot of our listeners will definitely appreciate that. That is awesome. That is so cool.
Thank you.
That you're helping through all the stages of life. Wynn, same questions. Do you have any challenges that you've faced here in San Marcos while operating?
Well, you know, again, because it is a college town, you do see the students leaving during the summer. So I would say like foot traffic, car traffic, you know, that dies down.
Third week of August, it's the worst.
It dies down. And then come August, we're like, yay, they're coming back. So I think,
but you
kind of
want to stay off the roads the third week of August because
exactly.
They take the wrong ways.
Yes.
I've seen it. It happens every year like clockwork.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
But one of the things I think would be good is just – to during that time is to monopolize on the tourists that going, you know, vacationing, and just to make this place for people to want to come and visit. Mm-hmm. There's so much to do in downtown San Marcos. There's
absolutely.
This wonderful like place where you can just walk around and hit so many different restaurants and bars, nightlife.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I know you have a club.
I feel like a lot of our listeners don't know that. Yes, you are correct. I am a bar owner. We have Axis, which was my original baby. And then I've got Wildfire and Freddy's as well. And they have been nothing but blessings. But you're right. This is for the tourism, especially right now at the height of it all.
Yes, and just bringing those tourists here. And I think that's a place that we can grow a little.
Yeah. Absolutely. I love that. So this is another question, too, just so we can see the entanglement of the community and how, you know, this is kind of like it's a Swahili word called Ubuntu. You are, therefore I am. I am, therefore you are. It's a meaning. Partnerships and collaboration. That's what I was trying to bring in here to that conversation. Sorry, I got a little ahead of myself, but have you guys been able to collaborate with anyone else, any other local businesses or organizations maybe?
Yes, we have, Everyday Zen has collaborated a lot with the university students. Mm-hmm. We've worked on film projects.
Okay.
As well as photography projects. We were actually chosen to for a marketing class to for their class, well, a group of students of six students to do a project on us and how to help us as a business.
Okay.
So they chose us. And so we've done a fashion show with the students here with the fashion merchandising department.
Mm-hmm.
And we also carry some of the local, you know, jewelry or different things that students,
okay.
if they're making things.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Jenny.
So,
all right. Yes. Moving on to Jenny. Thank you, Wynn.
I lead classes at the Cephas House here in downtown, and it's run by the Calaboose Museum. They provide San Marcos community a home for history and culture, educating all of those on the African American history. So I am constantly involved with them.
Awesome.
I've also teamed up with Cindy Von Miller, who is yoga and health. We have offered winter, spring, and summer workshops. These workshops are held at Dharma Ranch, which is Dharma Ranch is a magical place. They offer meditation. They sound baths, yoga, and lots more. It's located on a beautiful piece of property off of Post Road and Lime Kiln.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not downtown, but it is
still
a beautiful
part of
place.
The San Marcos.
And it's in a little cool yurt out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's also classes held at Eye of the Dog, which the Eye of the Dog is an art center. It's a super cool spot. They offer a safe place for creativity and artists to come out and explore that spot. So,
awesome.
Both are located in San Marcos, and the Cephas
awesome.
House is and Calaboose Museum are places to see.
Well, our producer is telling me that we're having to go on break, but really quickly, thank you guys so much.
Thank you
for jumping
yes, thank
on
you,
the show with
yes.
us. And if one last time, Wynn, can you tell us where your business is located at and where what are the hours of operation?
Yes, we are located at 165. South Guadalupe, right across the street from the Davenport
okay.
restaurant.
I believe that we might have
yes.
another special guest.
Yes, yes. And so if you think Davenport, just look across the street and there we are.
We'll do.
And we're open Monday through Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
Roughly 10 to 6.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny, how can our listeners get in touch with you and possibly book you for a yoga session?
You can book me through either my Facebook page at Jenny B Yoga or my Instagram is Just B. And also I offer classes every Monday morning at the Cephas House, which is off of Martin Luther King Street at 10 a.m. And thank you so much, Jovan,
no,
for having us here.
Thank you guys
and
for having us.
Thank you.
All
for
right.
that.
Thank you so much. We're going to go on a quick break.
And we're going to be right back with you here. You are listening to Downtown Discoveries here on KZSM, LPFM 104.1, San Marcos, Texas. As a reminder, the views expressed on the show are those of the hosts, the guests, and not necessarily those of KZSM or SMTXCRA. We're going to be right back with you.
All right. And we are back from our break. I am now sitting down with Sylvia.
Yeah.
And
Dwayne.
Dwayne, and I am so excited to be able to talk to you guys. I feel like you guys have done some really cool stuff, and I cannot wait to learn more about it. Again, I'm your host, Jovan, and I will be learning more about you and your businesses or your organizations, respectively. Sylvia, tell me a little bit about yourself and your background, and if you can, tell me about what motivated you to start this business or this organization in San Marcos.
Oh, this started back in 2010 when we didn't... We had a little mayhem at the square, and one of my friends was like, San Marcos doesn't have anywhere to go, anywhere that, you know, LGBT friendly, whatever. So within a month, I got with a couple of bars. We started doing bar takeovers, drag mm-hmm. shows for the LGBT community. But to be honest, it was all my straight friends that were showing up. But we're okay with that. We just started something. But in 2014 is when Stonewall opened, so I didn't have to do that anymore.
Okay.
So obviously 3-4 years went by, and I was okay. I'll take a break from this. But then City of San Marcos is like, maybe we should do a pride event, you know, a little festival. And so I started the whole thing.
You started the first pride event in San Marcos?
This is our 10th annual. And it's going to be fun this year. This year, Kelly Klein is returning from Austin. She awesome. Originally helped me start. All these beautiful people came together to make it possible the first year. They're all coming back this year to launch it back up. I normally get a lot of funding and support through the City of San Marcos. This year was a little mayhem as well. It's like, for some reason, if there's no drama, it's not fun. I don't know. But we're raising money right now as we speak to pay the entertainers, the permits. Everything's free to the public. We raise whatever we can. We'll scrape the bottom of the barrel if we have to. And there's been many times I've had to pay out of pocket. It's not a big deal because it's something I do out of my heart. So. But this year's going to be in September. We'll wait till students to come back. We're going to hold it. Row Yard opened the doors for us so we don't have to pay the extra park fees and all that. And Showdown is opening the doors for every month to do a bingo drag takeover. So every last Thursday of the month, we'll be at Showdown raising money. And we're also working with Row Yard to do an amateur night once a month. So we're going to start bringing back something for the community so they can have somewhere to go.
That's awesome.
Since Stonewall closed. Just kidding.
Yeah. All right. I felt the tension there. Thanks. Dwayne, quick introduction and tell me about your background.
So I'm an old bartender who ended up buying a bar, probably a lot like yourself.
Yes, sir.
And I've been doing it for about 30 years.
Wow.
In Houston, and I decided that I was tired of Houston, and I looked around where to go, and I ended up here. There's a river that comes right out of the ground. I love it, right?
Yeah. So, how long have you been in San Marcos?
So I've been in San Marcos, I sort of transitioned in. It took me a while, but 2019.
Yes, sir.
The end of 2019 is when we...
Welcome.
We bought the Buzzmill and turned it into Davenport.
So, that's right. Yeah. And Buzzmill was an organization out of Austin, I believe.
Yeah. And they're still rocking in Austin.
They're off Riverside. Off Riverside.
Yeah. Right.
Riverside. I see them always kicking it. Yep. It's awesome. So, all right, let's go into what your organization or your business overviews are. What is the main mission or the main goal of Davenport?
The Davenport? Quality lounging.
Quality lounging. Yeah. I like that.
We want a comfortable place to have an excellent cocktail.
Oh, yeah. I've had some of those cocktails, and they are... Do you guys still have the chocolate?
And so whatever that means, right? Like, you can say, is it a comfortable couch? Is it, like, good conversation? Whatever quality lounging is, that's what we try to achieve.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I like going there. I do.
They take a lot of pride in their cocktails.
Oh, yeah. They do some amazing stuff. Those mixologists over there, I feel like calling them a bartenders...
Then like mixologist gets overused. So just like whoever cares about creating good cocktails,
that's it.
You call them what you want, but they're artists, right?
That's a better word, actually.
Unique skill to be able to look at the different ingredients and put them together into something that you want to drink. And,
oh, absolutely.
It still has a little alcohol in it. So,
Sylvia, same question. What is the main mission or the goal of your organization?
The goal is to continue making it family-friendly, free, and to bring the community together, whether you're an advocate or LGBT or a family member. We need the community to come together as a whole. I open all the vendors' opportunities in the sign-up list to be free because I need them to know that there's other places that support us and they're willing to sell the products to us. Mm-hmm. And so I open up vendors' opportunities. I open everything up to make it all free. The money is being raised by other people that do have a business and do want to contribute and do want to help. That's a totally different thing. And we make sure that they're very well announced. And, hey, thank you for bringing... They pay for our DJ. They pay for our drag queens. They pay for our bands, if we have any bands, some of the artists that come in. Everything has to continue to be free somewhere. And we try to make this fully LGBT advocacy, everything free for the family.
I love that. I feel like you kind of also told us a little bit about your community impact there. So I'm going to skip on to another question that I have. Can you tell us about any upcoming events and or initiatives that you guys are excited about? Any events that you...
Well, yeah, we have Christmas in July drag brunch with Eileen Dover, which is... We kind of do drag brunch about twice a month, and it's on Sunday. it's one of our, you know, kind of our signature events, and it's, it's really fun stuff. So
that's
we're really looking forward to this one.
And what day is that going to be?
That's going to be on the 28th. So the
28th of July.
Of July, right.
And then
we do it twice a month, but the next one is 28th of July.
Okay, so the 28th of July at Davenport.
At Davenport, Christmas in July.
That is awesome. Drag Christmas brunch, in July. Yeah. Okay, I will be going there for, you know, some eggnog. That's gonna be great. Sylvia,
like
what
I
are
said
you...
we're I'm just bringing the new girls in. There's a whole new branch of drag queens here in San Marcos that want to come out. It's very easy for us to bring them in from Austin or San Antonio, whatever. My goal is to keep it local, keep all our money,
keep
here.
It family so, friendly exactly. Keep it free.
So I love that. Every last Thursday we're going to be at Showdown for our bingo nights, free. Yes. Too. People are donating the items that we give away.
I love that.
Again, free. And then amateur night is going to be at Rail Yard every last Monday of the month. So everybody's going to have like an opportunity to come and grow with us. Mm-hmm. And let's make San Marcos a bigger, better, happier place with this river.
I love that. So. I love that. Okay. Cheers. If I could golf clap to that, I think I can. But
We can do a little golf clap to that.
That's beautiful. Challenges and opportunities. And that's what we're going to talk about next. So give me some of the challenges that you've had to work with while operating in San Marcos, and how did you overcome them, Dwayne?
So the heat.
Oh, yeah.
So like, I mean, I'm sure it's
a different kind of heat.
Texas, and it's really hard to deal with that when you have a patio bar. It's like, what do you do? Fans.
Misters,
whatever. Yeah. So that's the main challenge. But being a nighttime bar, it's not as we've kind of like figured out, okay, nobody's coming in the day. We're pretty much a nighttime bar. Mm-hmm. So we've just sort of, tried to have cocktails that are more refreshing, that are more heat resistant. Mm-hmm. You know? So, yeah.
Love that. Challenges for you, Sylvia?
Well, not all the bars want to open the doors to the LGBT community. So
that can be tough.
It's not their audience, and I understand it's a college town, and it's we've dealt with the boycotting back in 2010 when we started this, where we would go into a bar, take it over, and they were like, college kids would show up and spray paint cars and break stuff and make
disgusting.
A mess. So we dealt with that.
Yeah.
That's why now I'm very respectfully ask for permission, make
of
sure
course.
That the bar understands, hey, it's just a one-time thing. It's only 3 hours. We're not going to cause a mess. And if there is a mess, we understand and we move. But that's the biggest challenge that I've dealt with in San Marcos is staying, like, I don't know what the big deal is. It's like, come on.
14
years. We'll do it on a Monday when you don't have nobody here. So.
14 years later, do you think it's improved?
No.
No?
No.
There's a lot of work to be done, huh?
A lot. And even when we had Stonewall, fine, we had a spot, but it was still not getting the consistent traffic as it was hoping, because obviously it was not, you know, you had to go up the stairs, and not everybody could make it up the stairs, and that's okay.
That's unfortunate.
There was a lot of little obstacles. Everything has to face an obstacle, but at this point we deal with it a lot.
Yeah.
And I knock on that door and I'll sit with the bar owner and I will like, come on, I'm just trying to bring some artists together and help you out at the same time, but it doesn't always work that way. But, that's still one of our biggest challenges is trying to do stuff within San Marcos, and fundraising is not easy either, because they'll donate and they're like, just don't put my name on there.
Oh my gosh!
So I'm like, okay, I'll take your money. Thank you.
I'll take
it.
Yeah, of course. And I feel that. And you know, that can be it. So aside from the challenges, let's talk a little bit about the opportunities here as well. Have you seen any of the opportunities for growth within the community, though?
Oh, yes. Well, and we're getting to a new generation. This new generation's very media-friendly, so it's helping evolve us older folks. And the main challenge is now everybody's turning to, they're getting used to that easy money. Like, well, I can everything's money now. And it's like, no, before, this is how it worked. So we're getting the older generation, the newer generation understanding there's a balance. There used to be a time where you would stand outside and sing in the street for free. So why can't we start from the bottom and work our way up? Mm-hmm. And now I'm seeing this new opportunities with this new generation, and I'm just like, let's have fun. They have more energy.
Yeah, they do.
I just show up now.
Dwayne, give me some of these
opportunities
for growth.
So this is a growth market.
This is,
and I'm in it for the long run. This, I moved here.
Yeah,
so, from Houston.
Burnt the ships.
I think this this town and this corridor has a lot of potential, inevitable potential for mm-hmm. for becoming a very a busy corridor. And,
yeah,
and so that's what I'm leaning towards. And
we're right through I-35, mm-hmm. and we have the most beautiful 4 miles of I-35.
Yep.
If you don't mind.
And like saying. I said, there's a river that comes right out of the ground, man.
Beautiful. About to go jump in it right now after this show. I believe that we're got room for one more. One more. Let's see. I want it to be a good one. What is your vision for the future of downtown San Marcos?
Eventually, Sylvia, we're going to hold the biggest free Pride event there is in Central Texas. That is my vision. It's going to be there.
This.
It's going to get there. My goal is to continue to do this. Every year, we do it the second weekend of September on mm-hmm. that second Saturday mm-hmm. Between 10 a.m. 6 p.m. We do a little march throughout the downtown. Mm-hmm. We try to do the civil march by down MLK.
Mm-hmm.
But the goal is to make it. I'm going to collaborate. I'm going to make it. It's going to happen. It's awesome. One way or the other.
I love that.
Rub the right elbows, I'm sure.
And I feel like our listeners want to help you as well. So this is good. Dwayne, what is your vision for the future of downtown San Marcos?
The future of downtown San Marcos, to continue to grow and cultivate the culture that's happening. Like Sylvia is talking about,
mm-hmm.
some of the LGBTQ+ community is fantastic here,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. We're a part of that community, and we're proud to be a part of it. And I just think that it has such a the personality of the town is so different than the personality of the town that I came from.
Oh yeah,
that it makes me really excited to be here. So.
Mm. People compare it to the old Austin. The
yes,
old
exactly.
fashioned Austin.
That's really. Yeah. I feel that's... like this is South. I feel like this has the heartbeat of Austin. Yeah. From the old days, right?
Oh, I get that a lot. When vendors come in and they're like, man, this is like back in the day, Austin.
Back in like 2006. Yeah. I was in
sixth grade. I'd go a little bit further back, but man, I might be a little
older than
you.
I was in sixth grade. I don't know anything. Well, guys, one last goodbye for our listeners. How can our listeners get involved with you, Sylvia?
We are in multiple media spots. So we're on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, you name it. So, just look up San Marcos Texas Pride or SMTX Pride. We do have a website, smtx.pride.org. Mm-hmm. We're just updating everything. Everything was on halt because in June we just took over a bunch of bars and we had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're winding down and getting Pride ready. So
yeah, I remember talking to you and your voice was almost gone.
Yes.
First time that I talked to you.
Yeah, I was already like back to back 17 days. I didn't realize
17 days.
17 different locations. We jumped bar to bar and people showed up and I love it. So we're going to eventually take over this little mess, and it's going to be, oh, you're coming, come on in. The doors are going to open like there's no tomorrow, but mm-hmm. it's coming. I'm just waiting for it.
It's coming.
Yep.
Dwayne.
So you can come to the Davenport.
Which is?
194 South Guadalupe.
Yes, sir.
And we also have a couple other bars in Houston, but you can go to our website, thedavenportlounge.com, and they're all on there, and just click whichever one. In case you're in Houston and you want to go to a good bar, there's a couple there.
We got you. I'll be there next month. All right, guys. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate learning more about you and your organizations or businesses, respectively.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Jovan. It's awesome.